Has anyone ever said to you, I want to be unhealthy, I want to be weak, I want to be sick, I want to be out of shape, I want to keep putting on weight and getting more overweight, and I want to have no energy, I want to be tired and lethargic, and I just want to live that way for the rest of my life? As I say that, it sounds really silly. Rowie, why are you saying something so silly? The reverse of that then would be, do you want to be healthy? Do you want to be fit? Do you want to be strong? Do you want to have a stack of energy? Do you want to stay young for all of your life? Do you want to have the ability to be able to go and do all the physical activities that you want to do? And do you want to have a brain that's mentally tough and strong so that you can overcome challenges, you can think clearly, you can learn more, you can be better at what you do, both physically and mentally? And it seems that I would say yes, how about you? And I would suggest perhaps most people would too. Yes, I want to be all of those things. So how do we do them? Is there a simple way? Is there a fast way? And if there was, would people do it? Probably not. And I share that a little bit sarcastically because as a human race, we are fatter and sicker and weaker and more depressed than we've ever been. And nobody's arguing with that. All the top health organizations in the world and the governments and the doctors and the medical professionals all agree that we have some serious challenges, and they actually call it a pandemic, which is a medical challenge out of control. So we are now at the, or in this, a time in history, in a human state where we are not good. And when you look at pandemic, coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, obesity, the world's biggest killers have been pandemics for quite a while now, literally out of control. So if there was a way to not just put them back under control, but to prevent them and cure them, would we give it a crack? And again, the answer is no, because there are some things that most medical professionals, if not all, would not disagree with. And yet the information that's being delivered to the general public on how to look after their health seems not to include the things that seem common sense and logical to keep our bodies healthy, fit and strong. So for example, there seems to be a lot of people around the world that are scared, panicking, worried about, stressed about getting a virus. Millions of people have got a virus. It's a pandemic out of control. People don't know what to do. Like coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, cardiovascular disease, what do we do? And it seems that the information that we're given on what to do doesn't seem to match up with how the human body works. So do we work best when we've got fresh air, when we've got sunshine, when we're fit, when we're strong, when we've got people around us who care about us, when we're putting high performance fuel into our body and we are literally looking after our human health so that we can be healthy humans? Oh, I like that. And then if you combine mental health with that, where to be mentally tough and strong, we need to overcome challenges, we need to find solutions, we need to strengthen our brain by that amazing thing called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, a fertilizer for our brain, which when you pump that into your brain, you literally have neurogenesis. You grow new brain cells. You become smarter and wiser. The connections between the brain cells you've already got become stronger and thicker. And then we can think more clearly and come up with solutions. And of course, as we know, the very best way to get that stuff pumping through your brain is to get puffed, is to lift heavy, learn more, laugh, hang out with great people. And obviously all energy comes from the sun, and vitamin D plays a really important role in our body as far as our immune system goes. So it seems that the simple act of getting outside, getting puffed, overloading your muscles and bones, your respiratory, cardiovascular, central nervous system, and your endocrine system so that your whole body is in peak physical condition, all of that seems to be lost somewhere in stay inside. And that's happening all over the world. So here's a great question. I can't control what the rest of the world's doing. I can't control what the governments do. I certainly can't control how other people think. But do we have complete control over what we do with our body? And could we keep it in peak physical condition? And who do we believe? If you are looking for advice for your health, for medical advice, it seems that we should go to medical professionals. And of course, the challenge with all of those folks is that they disagree. From all ends of the scale, complete opposite ends of the scale and everything in between. So there are lots of medical professionals that are saying stay inside, and there's lots of medical professionals that are saying get outside and get fresh air and get sunshine and be a healthy, fit human being. So who do you listen to? And there's this great word called responsible. And as human beings, we've been given a brain that is response able. So it can ably respond to challenges. That's one of the beautiful things about our immune system, for example. If you pick up a germ, bug, or virus, your body will fight it. And of course, it'll fight it so much better if you have a fit, strong, healthy body. So even if you're really fit, strong, and healthy and you pick up a germ, isn't it interesting how you'll either vomit it up really quickly, or you'll poo it out really fast, or both, and your body says, I'm not having that germ, bug, or virus inside me, I'm going to get rid of it. Isn't it also interesting that some people have a germ, bug, or virus and they don't even know because their body is fighting it so effectively? So my question is always, as a human being, what's best for me? Not what other people tell me is best for me. And I'm sure you've had lots of those. You should be a vegan vegetarian, or you should be a carnivore, or you should go to the gym 7 days a week, or you should count your carbohydrates, or you should exercise for at least 20 minutes, or breakfast is the most important meal of the day, or you should do 3 sets of 10. And there's lots of information that people preach at us about what we should do with our body. But here's another really, as a parent, a teacher, a coach, and I'm not a parent, but I'm certainly a teacher and I'm certainly a coach. And every day I work passionately with people who would like to be healthy, fit, strong human beings and would like to help other people to be healthy, fit, strong human beings. And wouldn't it be great if, as parents, teachers, coaches, leaders, people responsible for helping other people to be healthy, fit, and strong, wouldn't it be great if we understood how the human body works for ourselves? If you have a understanding of the immune system, of the skeletal and muscular system, how do we get fit? What actually makes us fit? Our cardiovascular and respiratory system. How do we actually get physically and mentally tougher and stronger? What's the physiology of that? How does the human body work? And is it possible that if we understood all of that for ourselves, it would be less likely that we get led down some interesting opinionated path? We actually don't know which opinion's right, because there are medical professionals who will say, do this. And there are other medical professionals who will say, do that. And they have the same degree, the same qualification, the same medical experience, but they're giving exactly the opposite information. And of course, as an exercise professional, that's something that I've had to deal with for a very long time, because my clients, my students will come to me and say, a doctor said this, or a medical research study said this, or clinical research shows. And then there's the exact opposite information delivered in exactly the same format by a medical professional or by a research study or clinical study. And I always ask this question, what do you think is going to be best for you? And there's three places then that I always ask. What does your head say? What does your logic and common sense say about this thing that you are considering to do or not going to do? Does it actually make sense? And I've been sharing for a very long time that if it doesn't make sense, it's probably nonsense. What do you think? We are intelligent human beings. And for example, there's a lot of exercises you can look at that people do in the gym, and you can actually say or see visibly that doesn't make any sense. The human body doesn't look like that or work like that. And if you do that, you'll probably hurt yourself. And that's just common sense. The next place, of course, to look is, I always say, trust your gut feeling. We have the right, of course, to ask all people for their qualifications, for their experience, for how long they've been doing something for. And we get to decide whether or not we think that person is making sense or it's nonsense. And often, if you just trust your gut on that, you'll probably get it right. But if you then combine it with common sense, so ask your head, ask your gut, and then ask your heart. And this is something I always use in relationship to food. If you really love chocolate, or you really love wine, or you really love hot chips on a cold day, and somebody says to you, you can't have that ever, it's bad for you, what does your heart say about that? Do you get a sinking feeling in your heart, I can't have a glass of wine ever again, or I can't have chocolate again? And is it possible that the things that we're really passionate about and the things that we love them for a reason? And is it possible that it would be really important for our mental health, for example, to keep them in our life? So if somebody says to you, you can never have chocolate again, but you really love it, your heart loves it, your mouth loves it, your life loves it, is it possible that you'll feel like something's missing in your life? And would it be a good idea to start there? We often just follow blindly, and that's one of the questions I always ask parents and teachers and coaches. Who are you listening to? And if you really want to help people to be healthy, fit, and strong, would it be a good idea to learn how the human body works for ourselves? And that's when the next part of how do I know whether this is a good or a bad thing becomes an easy process, because you ask your common sense and logic, your head, you trust your gut feeling, you ask your heart, and then you go to the anatomy and physiology of the human body that doesn't change. There's plenty of opinions, but the actual anatomy of the human body and how those body systems work together to get fit, to get strong, and to stay healthy, that doesn't change. That's been the same for as long as anatomy has been discovered, I suppose. and that's one of the, I just think for me, I feel irresponsible if, as a person who wants people to be healthy, fit, and strong, if I'm giving out information about how to be healthy, fit, and strong, and I don't understand how the human body works, how the immune system works, how the hormonal system works, how the central nervous system works, I would feel irresponsible. How about you? Do you want to know how to get somebody really fit so they can fight disease, bugs, viruses, and germs? Do you want to get somebody really strong physically and mentally so they can overcome challenges and they can do all the things physically in their life that they would like to do, but also the things I'd like to do mentally? And I'm going to say it again. When you get puffed, you pump happy drugs, happy chemicals, brain-derived neurotropic factor fertilizer for your brain. You pump that into your brain so you can actually think more clearly and grow more brain cells. Now, if we didn't know that, and of course we do know that, and you know it and I know it, but I'll go back to my original question. If there was a way to get the world healthy, fit, and strong, and it didn't take very long, and it was easy and simple to understand, would people do it? And I still don't know that the answer is yes. Because if you ask yourself this question, would it be better for me to be inactive or active? Would it be better for me to be inside on the couch or outside in the fresh air and the sunshine? Would it be better for me to have a healthy, fit, strong body that can fight germs, bugs, viruses, and diseases? Or would it be better for me to have a weak body? And I'll just use a simple example. We've had happy home stays and happy hotel stays, and they're still going on all over the world where people are locked inside. And I ask this question. If you don't get any fresh air and no sunshine, air-conditioned air, no healthy food and no human contact for 2 weeks. Even if you're really healthy, is it possible that in that 2 weeks you could become very unhealthy? Because does it make sense to lock somebody away for 2 weeks with no sunshine, no fresh air, air-conditioned air, food that's been produced en masse and no human contact? And they're just one of those trust your heart, trust your gut, trust your common sense questions. So what are you going to do for your human health, for your mental health, and for the people in your life? And would it be a really great idea, rather than trust other medical professionals who disagree with each other all the time, rather than trust the governments, which don't seem to agree with each other either, Or what is the agenda of the people that are giving out information about our health? It's one of those questions I always ask about exercise physiologists. There's a good one. They often give out information about practical exercise programming. But my question is always, have you ever been to a gym or have you ever lifted weights? Have you ever trained somebody? Do you train yourself? Do you know how the human body works in relationship to exercise? And exercise physiologists should, of course, know the answers to all of those questions. And unfortunately, for example, in an exercise physiology degree at university, there is very little done on actual how do we exercise and how does the human body work to get fit and strong. There's very little information delivered about how exercise affects the human body to make it fit and strong. Isn't that interesting? So we trust that that person's got a degree in exercise physiology, so they should know. But unfortunately, if we don't have the base understanding for ourselves and we don't have the right questions to ask, we often get delivered information that doesn't make any sense. It's nonsense. So I use that example with a lot of the health professionals that work in the government. When was the last time you actually worked with a real human being? When was the last time you were in contact with somebody that hasn't had human contact for a long time, or they're not eating healthy food, or they've been sitting inside for a long time? And what happens to the human body when you do that to it? You may call yourself a doctor, but do you actually look after people? And what is the agenda or the purpose behind the information that you're giving? And I'm asking those questions because I think as humans, we have the right to ask those questions. But again, I have no control over what the government does and no control over what the health department does inside the government. But I certainly have full control over what I can learn about the human body, and I can learn and understand how my immune system works and how I can get my heart and lungs fit so that I can pump not just happy drugs into my brain, but also vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, antioxidants around my bloodstream much more effectively so that I can fight germs, bugs, viruses, and diseases. How can I build up a stronger immune system? How can I have strong muscles and bones so I don't get osteoporosis and I don't get osteopenia and my body doesn't rot away as I get older? And then isn't it awesome when you know that when you get puffed and when you lift heavy and when you laugh and when you learn and when you invest time with great people, that you also pump happy chemicals into your brain, which makes you feel good, makes you feel positive, makes your brain work more effectively so that you can think more clearly, and chances of depression and anxiety and all of the horrible mental illnesses that the world is now full of, if I understand how their brain works, then A, I will be much less likely to have any of those challenges because I'll do the things that will stop me from getting those challenges. And I'm going to ask the question again, would it be a great idea as a parent, as a teacher, as a coach, as a boss, as a leader, as a pastor, if you have any responsibility whatsoever of helping people or inspiring or motivating people to be healthy, to be fit, to be strong physically and mentally, is it time for us to stop listening to other people's opinions, stop taking other people's advice? And would it be a really good idea? It's just like learning any other piece of knowledge. We can learn anatomy and physiology. We can learn what brain-derived neurotrophic factor and dopamine and excuse me, I'm so excited. We can learn what all of those things are and how they get pumped through our brain when we exercise and how much better our life will be physically and mentally if we were fit and strong, and how much easier we could fight germs, bugs, viruses and diseases if we were physically fit and strong, and how much less chance of Alzheimer's and dementia and any of the old age diseases that people just expect to get because they get old. We don't have to get any of those. And you know that, and I know that because we study anatomy and physiology, or we could know it if we did study it. So what if we put a little bit of time aside every day, every week, to learn how the human body works so we never get conned, we never get led down the garden path, and we never get told information that isn't true. I always use this example. If somebody tells you that you've got a terminal illness, that's the worst case scenario. A medical professional tells you you're going to die. Would it be a good idea to get a second opinion? I don't know about you, but I would get a second opinion. I'm really excited that there are lots of people that have got a second opinion, and that second opinion didn't agree with the first one, and they're still alive. A lot of people get an opinion, believe it to be true, take it on board, and then life is not very nice anymore. What if, regardless of the person giving us information, how smart they are, or how many degrees they've got, or how many years at university they've done, or how much experience they've got, wouldn't it be nice to know for ourselves? Last but not least, is it possible that just because somebody's got ripped abdominals or tight butt cheek or big biceps, or they've been a personal trainer for 20 years, is it possible that we deserve more information than that about the human body? Just because somebody's got a beautiful body doesn't mean they understand how to keep it healthy, fit and strong. And often it could be the reverse, yeah, where this person has a beautiful body, but what they did to get it may not be healthy and it may not give them long-lasting health. So if you want the best for your body, mentally and physically, and if you want the best for your family's body, mentally and physically, the people that you love, would it be a great idea to learn how the human body works and be as excited as me? Because when you're fit and strong, you will have a body that is a fat burning machine, a calorie burning machine, a sugar burning machine, a happy drug pumping machine, a high performance machine. You will be able to do all the things that you want to do because your body's fit and strong and your mind's mentally tough. You can overcome challenges. You'll have healthy, fit, strong hair, skin, nails. You'll look amazing. You'll have great self-esteem. And there's a big long list of amazing things that happen when we're fit and strong. Wouldn't it be nice to know why? Not because it's my opinion, but because that's how the human body works, and we know that because we've learnt how the human body works. Would you love to have a headspace that's like that? Positive and absolutely solid, rock solid on the fundamentals of how to get a body fit and strong so that you can help the people in your life to be healthy, fit and strong. Could that be a good idea?